It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for a noon kick.
Let's go, babe. Come on. Let's have some fun, man.
This is Danny and Dusty on Football Friday.
You gotta see it. You gotta see it.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon! Hey, Football Friday! What a day! What a glorious day! It's football, it's sunshine, it's got that fall crispness in the air.
Speaking of fall crispness, did you see what the hell the weather is supposed to do?
Get hot?
Yeah. What was going on here?
Yeah, summer four coming your way.
Mine in Newburgh, it says 86 for Portland, but it says Tuesday here is going to be 86.
Yeah.
It said 90 for me.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry, what?
86 degrees and then cool down for the weekend because it's football. It's football again. This is perfect. I love everything about this. We get football weather. Nice, glorious fall days all the way around. Sign me up. I'm here for it all. I am here for it all. It's a beautiful place.
Look, I love the sun.
Yeah.
It is my favorite thing.
Uh-huh.
But I need ample, like, change. Like
I don't
when we go away from the sun,
yeah.
I need the sun to be away.
Yeah, you know our, 4 months of just gray is coming. So let's just fight it off. Let's just fight it off for as long as we can. All right? We're just gonna fight this thing off. We're gonna hold it off for as long as we possibly can, and then we'll accept our gray overlords come November. We happy with late October, November? We good with that? Agreed.
Okay, I think that's
agreed?
Fair. Yeah.
Agreed.
That's
agreed?
Fair.
All right. I'm not gonna complain. I'm not gonna be out here complaining about nice weather. All right. I'm gonna hold on to this. I'm just gonna say, yes, love the nice weather. Love the sunshine. All right. It is Football Friday, so I figured today would be a good day to bring back the mustache. Mustache is back, guys.
I was wondering what was going on here.
Stash is back. Yep. Football Friday just feels like the right thing to do. It feels manly. Football's manly. I like football. I like guys who like football. Guys who like football like me. I feel like Jim Harbaugh needs a mustache too.
I have a terrible mustache. I look like a conquistador.
That's not true anymore. It's not a fair judgment. It's not a fair drop anymore. We need to change that legal ID. Is it a great mustache? No, it's not. I'm here and openly admitting, I'm no Tom Selleck, okay? I'm no Ron Swanson, but I have graduated from conquistador mustache. I turned 39 years old and I was able to grow a mustache. Now 40, watch out. 40 is going to be great for my stash. It's going to look fantastic. It's going to be, I'm not going to call it a strong mustache. It's going to be serviceable. It's going to be a serviceable mustache. All right. I'm a backup quarterback with my stash. Can win you a game or two. Don't rely on it. I can win you a game. The stash will win you a game. Especially give it a little time to season a little bit more. Let it come in a little bit more. It'll be okay. It'll be a serviceable mustache. But I'm back. It's the first time I've actually like went straight razor
on
my face.
Yeah, no, you went clean razor.
I think it's been like over a year since I've gone like...
You're an electric boy normally, right?
Yeah, I just like trim it.
Yeah.
Just trim the stubble.
Yeah.
I've embraced stubble life, and I'm okay with that.
No.
I like that.
Sure, we work on the radio.
Yeah. But now I went straight razor, and I'm a mustache man.
I like it.
Thank you. Do I feel more authoritative?
Yes.
Thank you. Absolutely.
The power comes directly from your mustache.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Mm. It's where I harness my energy from, and I am it's really bad. It's really bad. Reason why we're going stash too.
Mm.
We have the receivers at Banks High School. They're all going
stash. Oh, they're all going stash?
It's bad.
Yeah, we
got some dirty stashes.
Look, there's two guys in a high school who can actually grow facial hair.
We're going to embrace the griminess.
I like it.
Right? You got to be a little bit more gritty.
I remember my first deployment stash, and it was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Now I'm fully mustachioed. But
there you go.
It was...
embrace that griminess. You got to be grimy.
I told my wife this morning her hair looked great, and then I put my finger on her lip.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. What'd you do? What?
Yeah, I was trolling her.
Apparently.
You gave her the shush?
No. I like brushed her lip. She doesn't have any hair on her lip.
How are you here?
Yeah, I know. Trust me. I broke her this morning. It was great.
How did you not get run over by a car?
The look that she gave me was, mwah!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow.
That's our love language, is giving each other hell.
Yeah, that's a bold move, Cotton.
I thought so.
See how this one plays out. Your stuff is going to be in your front lawn where that homeless guy was sleeping when you get home.
Yeah,
guarantee it. It's okay. You're four blocks from somewhere to stay.
Yeah, no, I'll be fine. No, she was giving me hell because I along with my hair, I have not trimmed my goatee. So it's Billy Goaten.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue to go.
Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. We have a texter who's offering some round glasses and a plaid shirt to go with my mustache if I want to complete the whole serial killer vibe.
Yeah, you can pull off a little Green River Killer. I can see it.
Yeah, they're not really round glasses. They're like more the Kip glasses from Napoleon Dynamite.
The Dahmer glasses.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there. Yeah. I'm not eating anybody, all right? I'm not eating anybody. You don't want to get that caught up in your mustache, right? I mean...
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem there. That's the problem there. All right. So we're rocking and rolling. We're rocking and rolling. We got this. I had a big moment in my home. My son is gold chain guy now.
Oh.
Ooh.
Getting one of those Jackson chains?
No. So.
He decided he'd be greasy right alongside you, but he can't grow the stash yet.
He calls it his drip. My son's seven. He calls it his drip. And he has a couple buddies who got like the little gold chains, right? And he was like, after his flag football game last weekend, he was like, I want a gold chain. And my wife goes, buddy, no.
No.
Yeah, like first of all, you're going to lose that.
Yeah.
I mean, in an instant. We know that we know what's coming. You are going to lose this chain. And he was like, nope, I want a chain. I want to have some drip. So... After school, he and his sister were at home, and he made his own. She had like an old necklace, and he was like, nope, gonna accessorize this. It was like a seashell. He got out the hot glue gun, put some like gems on the seashell on this silver chain, and was like, yep. And he was
bedazzled it.
Rocking it. Mm. Like, he thought it was like it.
That might be the first ever bedazzled puka shell necklace.
It was seashell. It wasn't. We're not going to get that puka. It was a seashell necklace on like a silver, like big old chain. Like, I don't even know where he got the chain from. I don't know. I did not know my daughter had this. So he goes to his football practice wearing that this week. These are the things that happens when dad is gone.
Yeah.
He goes wearing that. And one of his buddies who has a chain, he went home. Big shout out to his buddy Jones, and so we're like, when Bennett got home, we were like, okay, we can't have this happening. We got to order him the gold chain. You can get those things for like $10 now on Amazon.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I mean, they're really cheap.
Are they gonna turn your neck green?
Probably.
Yeah.
But we get him the chain, and we order because he's a big LeBron stan. We've gone over this. Number 23 every sport he plays.
Yeah.
We get him that. His buddy Jones went home, and he convinced his parents to buy Bennett the gold chain number 23 as well. Yesterday, Amazon shows up two packages, the gold chain 23 on our doorstep.
Oh.
Son is now rocking a gold chain, calls it his drip, and I think we've unlocked my son is an accessory guy. And
I respect it.
I know this life. You know this life.
Mm-hmm.
We were both early late 90s, early 2000s guys that had our ears pierced.
Yep.
And we were about that life.
I had the silver chain with my number on it.
We're going down that road very quickly.
Yeah.
He's ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I think I was
calls
eight,
it his drip.
I think I was 8 when I got mine pierced.
You 8?
Yeah.
You were 8 years old when you got your ears pierced?
8 or 10. It's one or the other. I can't remember.
Jeez.
Yeah, one of the neighbor kids. Is he third grade maybe?
He's
got his pierced.
I made a deal. I had to ask my parents what it was. I had to do something. It was like over a couple months.
Yeah.
To do it, and they're like, "He won't do it." And then they're like, "You know me. You tell me I can't do something.
Yeah,
I'm gonna dig do it out. Heels. I'm gonna dig in my heels and do it out of spite."
Look, my parents just got divorced, and I was like 12, and I was with my dad. And I was like, "I want to get the ear pierced." He's like, "Yeah, whatever." Boom. Got it. Showed up at home. My mom flipped. Like, she was not on board with that. And I was like, "Oh, wait, so we can play this."
Yeah.
Like, this is like a game that we get here, right? And they can play one off the other. Yeah, that was 8 is an aggressive. Aggressive.
Well, you remember, I was 2 years younger than everybody else in my class, too.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. Yeah. Look at this. Yeah. My 8-year-old son got his ears pierced for his birthday. Yeah. I just think that's you got to convince the parents on that one.
No, which is weird because my parents aren't wildly conservative, but like looking back at it, I'm actually kind of surprised they did that.
Yeah. I went like my 7 and 8-year-old was, I got the steps in my hair.
Oh,
I convinced to get the steps in my hair. I got a kick-ass like first grade school picture where I'm wearing the Bill Cosby sweater.
Oh yeah,
not really as
black with the
great now
fluorescent stripes.
Yeah, I had the stripes and I had steps in my hair. And when they did the smile 1, 2, 3, tilted my head to the side because I wanted the steps.
Nice.
in the school picture. So I got I'm Cosby sweatered up with the steps in my hair. That was what I was able to convince when I was 7 and 8.
I did the lightning bolt.
I did the lightning bolt.
Yeah.
I had the lightning bolt, but it was still a very 90s. It's a very 90s picture. Like, my hair is like spiked up. I got the steps in. It's fantastic. It does not beat my brother though. My brother got a mullet 1 year.
Mm.
And family photo, like whole family photo, went full on to the side. So he had his mullet just
Kentucky
flowing.
Waterfall. Oh, yeah.
Like it was down to his shoulders. And he had mullet. And just like the family picture, he is head to the side. Just
in all its graces.
Dude.
YouTube comments, Joel asking, did Dusty do the same thing McVeigh did for his beard and get the PRP injections?
No. Mm. No. Though I am still patchy in the beard, I might want to get the little PRP. It's a summer beard. Summer here, summer there. It's a little bit everywhere.
I don't know why. The second you said McVeigh, my head immediately went to Timothy for some reason.
Oh.
Is it because of the creepy mustache?
I bet it was Danny talking about it, too.
Didn't he have a patchy beard? Or was he clean-shaven?
Who, McVeigh?
McVeigh? Yeah. He had a little bit of a stash and a flat top,
if I am correct. Yeah, that's what it was, the Weasley mustache.
Yeah, he had the Weasley mustache.
But otherwise, he kept the military vibe.
Well, now we're getting them all in here. Like, Vancouver 4 text line, lightning bolt and hammer pants was my 7-8 look. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Hammer time. That was a hell of a time to be alive. Hammer pants, Zubas. More Zubas everywhere.
The Brian Bosworth.
Yeah. Dude, I had a Wizard of Oz poster in my room. He was on a lot of steroids when you look back at that picture.
All of them. Not like the good ones. Like he was one of those guys that was taking like the actual horse steroids.
Yeah, he was on Dianabol.
Yeah.
Like he was on cattle steroids. He's probably on beaver tranquilizers.
Yeah, not the synthetic, like good stuff. Like he was just on like the
damn it, Bernice!
Just getting huge. Speaking of mustaches, Bernice.
Oh yeah. Huh. And yeah.
You're a few steps above Bernice.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead, Google. It's the Land of Boz. Google the Land of Boz poster. I had that in my room. And I was like, yeah, you know, he's an animal. Work hard. I could one day look like that. You can work your entire life. You ain't going to look like Brian Bosworth did.
No.
That dude.
Also, the little kid there is the, it's like Baby Gronk.
Yeah. Like the actual Baby Gronk, not like, yeah, the kid whose social media, it looks just like Baby Gronk. You're right. You're right. And that's probably a dad who's going to put his kids on roids. That dad is something else, man.
Thank God that kid went away.
Has he?
I mean, it's not like in the cultural zeitgeist anymore because we all went, oh, that's a just an absolute dumpster fire.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't embrace this dad who's exploiting his child.
Yeah,
maybe we shouldn't do that. Oh, yeah. Puka shells and frosted tips, my boys. My boy bands back in the days. Yeah, it was a hell of a time to be alive. And this is why, this circles back to our conversation yesterday. We just don't get it now, you know? Our parents are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
When they were looking at us going, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, we're here now. All right, let's get this Football Friday on the road, huh? I told you guys, last night's game wasn't going to be pretty.
No.
It was not. The Jets fly high behind Vintage Rogers next on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thursday Night Football started week 3 in the National Football League with the New York Jets absolutely throttling the New England Patriots 24-3.
Was not close, Bob.
On Amazon Prime. No, it was never close. There was a minute 59 to go in the first half, and Jacoby Brissett of the New England Patriots had negative 1 yard passing.
Yeesh.
I was way off.
Actually, threw for 24 yards, and then NFL doing the right thing, adjusting the sack yards to your passing yards.
Mm.
He had been sacked for 25-yard loss.
Yeah.
So it's negative 1 yards.
Tough.
With under 2 minutes to go in the first half,
mm-hmm.
It was a butt-whooping of epic proportions, but it wasn't about anything that the New England Patriots did. It was everything Aaron Rodgers did. He looked like they turned back the clock on old Aaron Rodgers there last night.
Yeah, no, there was zip in his arm again, and whether it was, you know, just even mild throws to the outside with, you know, getting leverage on the edges, the ball was there quick, fast, and in a hurry, and there was a couple times when he stayed in the pocket and danced around and really extended the play, got going with his legs. It looked like vintage Aaron Rodgers, and regardless of how he looked in week one, I think you almost have to throw that performance out after watching him this week.
That's why everything is so reactionary and dumb through the first 2 weeks of the season, because the water will find its level.
Mm.
And everybody wants to overreact to anything that happens in week one or week two, but it's a 17-week season, and we are seeing the ramp up of the NFL has now trickled more so than ever into those first 2 weeks of the regular season with the limitations that they have in the off season, whether it is shortening how many preseason games they have, limiting the amounts of practices that you can have, and contacts with the team and players over the off season. And look, we have more player movement across the NFL in a league that always has player movement on the periphery, but we've had big time player movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys changing cities and changing franchises left and right. It's going to take a little bit more time when you think of the process of becoming a complete team and Aaron Rodgers coming back after missing a year of an Achilles injury. That was a big question.
Years old.
Will he be able to move?
Yeah.
And is he as mobile as he was, you know, 5 years ago? No. And because he's 40. But at the same time, you saw Rodgers, what he has between the ears in the ability to feel pressure mm-hmm. and move. You don't have to be Aaron Rodgers of 2018.
No.
You can be Aaron Rodgers now with limited mobility and still create because he has seen everything the NFL mm-hmm. can throw at you. And he looked crisp. You saw those off platform throws that we've become accustomed to seeing where he looked a little bit hesitant in throughout the first two games of the year. Well, but he looked like he was comfortable doing it this week.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is you take a look at it, the weapons they have, and I think there was a lot of talk about, obviously, Breece Hall and how effective he was going to be with everything, but Braylon Allen kind of coming out of nowhere and being Aaron Rodgers' safety blanket, not only running the ball, but out of the backfield. It seems like he's the guy that they're going to over and over and over again, and a lot of that has to do with the fact of the attention and coverage that Garrett Wilson's getting on the outside, and Aaron Rodgers talked about it in the post game, like what exactly he's seeing with
it was that awkward exchange with Aaron Robert.
The entire focus of all three defenses we played have been taking Garrett away. It's been Mel Kiper's worst nightmare. Been a lot of cover two, you know. And when there's times we get one high, we've tried to go to him, but a lot of two high in all three games. You know, they're shading to him. Even with, stud corners, you know, you look at the Ward in week one and Snead, thank you, in week two, and then Gonzalez in week three now. Not a lot of singles. So that's a tribute to Garrett and his talent.
And the Jets are trying to figure out how exactly to keep these drives going when, you know, Wilson is supposed to be the guy to take the coverage off the top or demand everything else. It's the other guys that have to step up. And Mike Williams, after being basically MIA for the first 2 weeks, he shows up and has some big plays. You have Breece Hall, who is still effective, but Braylon has been huge for them. It seemed like every third down, they were going to him one way or the other.
No, it was him or Conklin, because Breece Hall also had, I mean, he had more receiving yards than Allen did, mm-hmm. but it was Hall, Allen, Conklin.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your safety valves.
Yep.
And when a team is going to play cover two, when they're going to cap you on the back end, that is how you beat them. And you look at where Conklin was getting his targets, right? If it wasn't the short underneath where you're holding a flat defender, you're holding the depth and the hook to curl, right? You're going to have the running back out who's going to find a soft spot, sit in it. The other spot is in cover two, where you have the corner playing a flat defender or an outside backer if you roll the corner deep. And if you have that outside backer playing in that flat, well, you have something short to hold them, and then the tight end just kind of leaks into the soft spot in the defense. Mm-hmm. You push them vertically, you hold them short, and then boom, there's a soft spot, the whole shot for your tight end, where either he runs a seam or he runs a big bender, an over route. You find that soft spot right there, and tight ends, Brock Bowers,
mm-hmm.
tight ends are going to become feasting. Even more valuable. And then your running backs. And look, we've all been wondering, you know, this is like where Travis Kelce is.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Travis Kelce? Well, he's the tight end you're going to pay the most attention to. Who's been feasting? It's been backs out. Mm-hmm. It's been Noah Gray. They'll go in 12 personnel where you have one back and two tight ends. And so they're going to take Travis Kelce away. Travis Kelce's going to get open because teams are going to say, all right, we can't just keep getting nickel and dimed and torched here. And so we have to keep you honest. Travis Kelce will be fine. Mm-hmm. They will get him open as defenses pay less and less attention to him over the course of the year. We saw this last year, too, with Kansas City especially. But as it pertains to the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, you're now seeing they have settled in. I think a lot of other quarterbacks after the first 2 weeks are also going to settle in as to what defenses are taking away and how to get more comfortable. You have to think of like the quarterback play that what we've seen over the NFL the last handful of years. You've been going the natural progression of short to deep has been flipped on its head. It was deep and then you come back short and you check down. With the way that defenses are attacking, what Rodgers and the Jets did yet last night was, we're not going to go deep. We're going to go back to the traditional, we're going to go short, and then we're going to work our way down the field again.
And you can see that in the drive charts. I mean, it was 7 plays, 27 yards, 8 plays, 73 yards, 13 plays, 91 yards, 12 plays, 49 yards, 11 plays, 66 yards. I mean, you're just talking about deep, long drives that are just eating the clock.
And that is really difficult to do. And I think that, to me, was the most impressive part about what Aaron Rodgers did last night, was the length of those drives in the National Football League. That's your quarterback just getting the ball out and having a mastery of what you're trying to do. And we saw Alan Lazard had another big game. You saw the throw to Garrett Wilson to get that touchdown. I mean, Rodgers was on one last night.
And the Patriots were trying to switch it up. I mean, because, as you mentioned, Aaron's seen everything. You have to have, like, post-snap. You can't show exactly what you want to do pre-snap. You have to mix it up. And I think there was maybe twice all game where Rodgers was mildly caught off guard. But otherwise, he just seemed to know what New England was doing every single time, and they had an answer for it. And it was fun and interesting to watch somebody with a mastery just kind of go, okay, we're just going to do this. This is fine.
On the flip side, the much maligned New York Jets defense
looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And now that offense is really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. But
their defense did. The pass rush was finally there.
Here's the thing. Ramondre Stevenson is the Patriots offense right now. And I've been trying to say this for the longest time. The Patriots offensive line was terrible last year, and they got worse when they lost Trent Brown. Like, they're really stinking bad. But I wasn't expecting to see what we did. But those are the kind of games that can wake up a defense in New York. And is that what we saw, or are the Patriots just that bad after Rust with SportsCenter? At the heart of the Jets' 24-3 beatdown of the New England Patriots last night on Thursday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers taking all the hot headlines, but the defense for the Jets looked outstanding. And the Patriots are bad offensively. Very bad.
Yes, there's not a redemptive quality about them.
Ramondre Stevenson is redemptive.
Mm.
He is.
Okay.
I mean, he is. You run behind that offensive line. But finds a way to get yards. They are dreadful up front, the Patriots are. Mm-hmm. But what we saw last night was a Jets defense actually manhandle in Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner. Those guys looked
Will McDonald
phenomenal last night. And it was a clinic up front. I mean, Will McDonald, he looked good. I mean, problems tackling. He had a bunch of missed tackles, but at the same time, everything else, he was in the right position and the rest of the defense did their jobs and the Patriots could not move the football. They allowed 7 sacks last night.
Stuff.
That is absolutely...
Shout out Drake May for contributing to that. Got his welcome to the NFL.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Drake May. I mean, everybody wants to see Drake May. No, you don't.
No.
I've been saying this. You don't want to see him behind that offensive line.
You're going to get him killed.
You're paying
Jacoby Brissett is getting the money to get killed.
You're going to Bryce Young him, where you're going to break his confidence too, and he'll be a broken football player.
I mean, he's a foot taller and 50 pounds heavier, but
you don't want that.
But you don't want that.
You do not want that one bit. But I think that saying how bad the Patriots' offensive line is does diminish how good New York looked on defense last night. And those can be kind of springboard performances where it's like, you know, we all know this, whether it's like with your golf swing or, you know, if you ever shot a basketball and had somebody like tweak something, you're like, oh, that's what it feels like. You can have those aha moments as a unit on the defensive side of the football. I mean, we'll see if it can carry over to a team that isn't as bad as the New England Patriots, which also makes the Bengals game the most confusing game in NFL history.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at I think that game was a combination of all of the Bengals stuff coming out of camp, Joe Burrow wrist, and just beginning of the season. But as it pertains to the Jets, we talked about this the other day. You mentioned, you know, hey, the Jets could come out of this. They get a bye week and then the Broncos, and it's like they could be 4-1 pretty damn quick.
Yeah, well, they'll be 3-1.
I'm sorry, 3-1.
3-1 there. And Denver with their offensive line issues that they got too.
And complete lack of offense. Like, that's a match made in heaven for the Jets.
And that's where you start the hype train kind of gets out of control. Mm-hmm. They may be humbled when they play the Minnesota Vikings, but who knows what the Vikings look like in 2 weeks too.
Who's healthy? Justin Jefferson healthy? Is Jordan Addison healthy? You know.
I also think there is something to be said about the Jets' start to the season. That was their third game in 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
They played Monday night to start the season, Sunday, and then Thursday.
And then a short week.
You get that brutal stretch out of the way, and now you can kind of settle in a little bit.
But also, does playing three games in quick succession like that, does that aid in like getting units to come together? Because you're having those quicker opportunities to kind of like lean into it.
And you're doing it at the beginning of the season opposed to the end of the season when you're beat to hell and having to do that. Yeah, I think with the way the AFC East is looking, there is hope and optimism for Jets fans now.
I mean, it's Jets and Bills.
Because without Tua, what are the Miami Dolphins going to be?
Nothing.
It's going to be the major question mark moving forward. What do they do at quarterback? I mean, they go and they sign Snoop Huntley, Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley. Remember that year?
Look, it's on the resume.
Remember that year?
It's on the resume.
He was a Pro Bowl quarterback, Tyler Huntley.
Hey, he got the bonus for it.
And you have Skylar Thompson, which...
Both of those guys' names...
Tyreek Hill meltdown in 3, 2, 1.
Look, Tyler Huntley and Skylar Thompson sound like players in the NBA on 10-day contracts.
Yeah. They do.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I think we're kind of skewed to Skylar Mays here in Portland.
Sure, but I mean, like, doesn't it sound like... Yeah. Those sound like guys that the Blazers added to the tank for the last month of the season.
I mean, in Tyler Huntley sounds like a 6'9" white power forward from Butler.
Sure.
You know, that you signed. And you're like, hey, he's a body.
Yeah.
He's a body. Yeah. That's a great analogy right there.
And that's about it. He's kind of like a new age, slower footed Luke Babbitt. Yeah. Like, if I told you went to Creighton, would you believe it?
Would. I would 100% believe that.
Plays alongside Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Yeah. Here's a text here on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Says Pat's O-line ranked 13th in last season per Pro Football Focus. Terrible. Yeah, they were. They were.
Yeah, PFF grades with stuff is always kind of like...
Well, it's because...
You have to understand scheme.
The scheme and then... Well, they do. I mean, but I watched them pass block last year, and it was not good. I think overall they were 13th. I would love to go back and I'll check the Pro Football Focus on their offensive line in their pass blocking, because that is where they were brutal last year. As a unit, they were not good. At all pass blocking, and that was with Trent Brown. So we'll see what they are this year.
New England Patriots last year were 29th
in pass blocking.
Yes, according to PFF.
Yeah, there you go. So they're really good in their run blocking because I don't know. Again,
they're 12th in run blocking.
Ramondre Stevenson really good.
Yeah. So they were
really good.
They were 12th in run block. So 29th and 12th. That's probably closer to like I don't know 20th.
Yeah,
in the NFL, in offensive line play,
that's not good.
Bottom third.
They were really bad.
Yeah,
really, really bad. But good little win for the Jets, and not a great game to watch on Thursday night. Aaron Rodgers, though, I think that is the biggest thing right there. I think it may be the signal for what we're going to see the upper echelon of quarterbacks in the NFL do moving forward.
Mm.
He was getting the ball out quick. He was creating space on a
bunch of check down Charlies, huh?
But you know what? 275
Which
yards,
is hilarious,
baby.
Because what you did look you good. What did you and I grow up with at quarterback?
Well, we grew up with a lot of those check down guys because they're running West Coast offenses.
Yeah, it's like guys. That's what offense was for 25 years.
Yeah, man, it was pretty cool. All right, 503-864-6326. That'd be the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. All right, we just got this across the line. Want to hit on this really quick before we move on to all of the comings of college football and the NFL weeks. The injuries that have been piling up, there's more, and Sheesh. Boy, there's a line that may look a little bit more tasty after this injury. Next on The Fan. How are we feeling about the Minnesota Vikings being 2-point dogs at home to the Houston Texans?
Interesting.
How are we feeling about the Minnesota Vikings being 2-point dogs at home now that Joe Mixon has been listed as doubtful for Sunday's matchup in Minnesota?
Less interested.
Huh?
Yeah, I remember Mixon was advocating, and probably rightly so, for the hip drop tackle, which still has not been called through 2 weeks, and there's probably been three of them.
Yeah.
Now, no, a single ref has not thrown a flag on it yet. And it's because they need seven different things to happen.
It's crazy.
But if you were going to say that because of the tuck and roll portion of the hip drop tackle, Mixon did get tucked and rolled up on, which is why he's going to be out of this game, because he got his ankle rolled up on.
Well, so is their backup running back, Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce has been listed as out for this game. So the Houston Texans, still okay with their weapons. They still have C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, all pretty good, but without the balance. And that was the most impressive part about that game that we saw play out Sunday night against the Chicago Bears, was the balance that they have with Joe Mixon. And we're seeing it in Cincinnati too, and Damian Pierce, like that, those guys are really Mixon. This comes down to Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pierce wasn't in that game. I think he got hurt against Indy in week one. But Joe Mixon is a guy that the balance that he creates because of his ability as a pass catcher, because of his vision and ability to create extra yards. I mean, it kind of looks more tasty with Minnesota minus or plus two, especially when you see that. What do you see? We didn't play the audio of Brock Purdy because it was kind of hard to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what Brock Purdy said to Flores after the game?
No,
he said, "You guys had us confused like all game."
Mm.
He went up to Brian Flores and said that after the Vikings dismantled this 49ers. Brian Flores is a good defensive coordinator, terrible head coach apparently.
Yeah,
but really good defensive coordinator.
I was talking to a buddy of mine who covers the Niners, and one of the things he said was, like, oh, you know, if the Niners can't, you know, if everything goes wrong and that's the way you come out of a game, you lose by one score to the Vikings, then I guess that's okay. And I was like, yeah, but you kind of got your ass handed to you for the whole game. It wasn't just like, oh, the Vikings figured like this little thing out. It's like, no, they beat double coverage over the top with a great throw. And
yeah,
they got to Brock Purdy and bothered him and flustered him and made him hold the ball. It's like, well, you know, they didn't have McCaffrey. I'm like, oh, because you didn't have one of your five all pros. My bad. Like, is this what we're doing? Because the Vikings didn't have Jordan Addison.
No.
So,
no, they didn't.
And they won't again this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I mean, Jefferson's questionable, right?
He'll,
I think I saw it not listed on the injury report.
Okay, so he got cleared. Play. Okay.
He's gonna play.
But he's dinged up. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, so it's like, you know, maybe Niners, you shouldn't be worried, but maybe the Vikings are actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, they are pretty damn good. And Kevin O'Connell dials up an offense, plays to the strengths of Sam Darnold, which people were thinking he did not have strengths. Turns out, still's got it. Still got a little bit of it.
Yeah, it turns out when you can keep him clean and he doesn't see ghosts.
Jim Harbaugh, he was really high on Justin Herbert being back and available for this week. He's been listed as questionable. Not Justin Herbert, not Jim Harbaugh. Mm. Jim Harbaugh's a go. I think he'll...
John Harbaugh, you know, he might be dinged up. He tried to play pass rusher today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not a good... Yeah, he, you're getting too old for that game.
He said he needed to see... He thought his team needed to see a little speed on the edge. So he played Micah Parsons.
Well, seeing Micah Parsons play last week...
John Harbaugh might be able to do that.
Might be a decent comp. But Herbert is questionable, which means he's 50-50. And that is high ankle sprain on his right ankle. They're saying it's a pain tolerance thing. Well, all that means to anybody that's out there against Pittsburgh, we'll see if the tour doll works. And Justin Herbert will either play or not play. Mm-hmm. But that is, you look at Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh could start the nastiest, grimiest, ugliest 3-0.
And it'll all be fake.
Well,
but it's still 3-0.
3-0 in the NFL. You don't apologize for wins.
No, but they will have to apologize for the wins that they stack up when they lose like six in a row at the end of the season.
But then, but as they start 3-0 and the Bengals are still figuring stuff out, and
but they'll be
T.
Nine,
Higgins
they'll
with
be
the hamstring.
And they'll be above 500 yet again.
You sit there and you go, now the Bengals are going to have to be playing catch up for the entire season. And that's exactly why Pittsburgh builds their roster the way they do. I mean,
it's almost attrition
curve,
because if you have no offense to begin with, you don't have to worry about losing your offense.
Dang. That's a good point.
I mean, what happened last year?
That's a good point.
They fell apart because what were they missing? Their defense and T.J. Watt.
And an offense too.
But I mean, they never had one to begin with.
It was boltsies.
That's what I mean. Like, you almost make yourself kind of attrition proof if you don't, like, if your offense sucks no matter what.
Mm.
It's like, as long as your defense is healthy, you've got a puncher's chance.
It's an uppercut.
Right? They hit you in the mouth defensively. It's what they do. But, like, offensively, they suck. Like, it's not good. It's back. Watching that game last week, I was like, oh, my God, what the hell is this? I'm like, see, Justin Fields just needed to get out of Chicago. I'm like, to do what?
Win games. I don't know if you saw Caleb Williams, but it wasn't like his pocket was clean.
No.
So, I mean, guys can win games in the NFL with a decent offensive line. You can.
Turns out.
It's a crazy concept here. I thought it was interesting, though. Who does Colin have on? The guy who breaks it down every week. Gosh, I'm just spacing on his name right
Cosell?
Now. Yep. Greg Cosell came on. And he broke down the Caleb Williams is a lot of the reason is, one, his offensive line not very good, but he's doing what he did at USC.
Hold it too long.
And not when he tries to create, it's going to be like Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. Remember when Baker Mayfield was in Cleveland and after 2 weeks, teams just took away his spin out?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to do with Caleb Williams, because he doesn't feel where the pocket has movement,
mm-hmm.
and he holds onto the ball and he just goes to his escape, which is, you know, the center field turn and roll out. NFL edge rushers are so damn good,
and they're so athletic that they'll just find a way to. They'll lure you into it.
He's got to clean that up too. Yep. So there's two parts right there.
I'm scrolling,
but at
through.
Least without DeForest Buckner this week, he'll have a chance to survive.
I'm just cursory, like scroll.
Yeah.
Through the top 50 now. There we go. The very first Chicago Bears offensive lineman is ranked 55th in pass pro.
All right.
According to PFF.
Out of like 167.
Yeah. And even then, his overall grade is a 62.3, which like puts him in the bottom third because his run blocking is atrocious.
All right.
But yeah, I was just kind of like, I wonder where Chicago kind of rates in all this.
Not great, Bob.
It's atrocious.
Not great, Bob.
Very bad.
Not great, Bob. All right, let's get to our number two here. Let's start in the world of college football. This may be one of the biggest line swings that we've seen in quite some time for a college football game. And it has to do a lot with a little bit of the subterfuge that maybe the Chargers are going with Justin Herbert. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.